snowy winter, a great one for skiing and sledding and tubing. It's also been a perfect one for another snow sport you might not realize exists in the city of Milwaukee, dog sledding. Every winter, the Door County sled dogs make their way south to Milwaukee's Whitnall Park and McKinley Marina to offer sled rides to the public. The nonprofit group of volunteer mushers hopes to educate people about these rescued huskies. Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce takes us to meet up with the sled dogs.
The Door County sled dogs arrive in Milwaukee's Clutch Park in style. The Huskies not only have their own specially outfitted bus, but also their own theme music. These dogs may get special treatment. Most summer on a 3.5-acre family farm in Door County, for instance. But come fall and winter, they're here in Milwaukee to work.
We have to train like any good athlete. They have to get strong and be ready, and ready, willing, and able.
That's Executive Director Bonnie Ulrich. She co-founded the Door County Sled Dogs with Rick Desotel to create a community of recreational mushers. 7 years ago, the group paired with Milwaukee County Parks to offer winter sled rides at Whitnall Park and McKinley Marina. The nonprofit now boasts some 35 volunteers who collectively have about 30 pet huskies.
Hey, guys, here come the dogs.
Training days can get pretty noisy. The dogs are taken off the bus and hooked to special lines to keep them from running off. Musher Judy Ackerley of Lake Geneva says these huskies are so fast, if they got away, it'd be hard to catch them again.
The dogs, they'll go nuts. They'll be jumping up and down. They'll be ki-yiing and yelping. They want to go. They want to run. They want to have some fun. This is their fun.
But it isn't just fun for the dogs.
Are you kidding? It's a dream to be in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin, and be a musher. People look at me, you do what in Wisconsin down here? I thought they only did it in Alaska.
Likewise, the training isn't just for the Huskies' benefit. The mushers also need to learn how to control their teams and give commands. That's all new for Dennis Schmidt of Cudahy. Even though he's volunteered for years, this is his first season driving a sled.
If you want to go right, you say G. If you want to go left, you say Ha. And it's a couple feet up ahead of you that you want to say that, and the dogs will start to turn. Whoa is to slow down. As a musher, we don't say mush, we say hike. Hike is meaning go.
As the dogs take some practice rides around the park, Bonnie Ulrich takes some time to talk with people who have gathered to watch. The retired educator wants to teach them about huskies and what she calls dog-powered sports.
Meeting lots of people through meet and greets and participating in parades and doing school groups and scouts really led into our mission of education. We are not a rescue. 30-some dogs are involved in our organization. They are all rescued. Because we meet so many people, we have rehomed over 60 dogs successfully, knock on wood.
Some of the dogs on the team are sponsored by donors who have fallen in love with them. But the Alaskan and Siberian Huskies also support their care through the money they make giving sled rides. Plus, musher Danny Krieger of Waukesha says pulling sleds is good for the dogs.
Because they are such a high energy level and because this is what they were bred to do, this is really the only good way to burn their energy. Just taking them to the dog park and letting them run around for a couple hours is not going to do it. Taking them for a 30-minute walk is not going to do it.
And this year, the group has added a secret weapon to make sure the dogs can pull sleds even if there isn't snow on the ground. It's essentially a modified all-terrain golf cart called
Tundra Tracker. Not the Tundra Tracker, but the Tundra Tracker.
And if you think the Tundra Tracker can't compare to a traditional sled, Ulrich says you'd be wrong.
It is an authentic ride. It's just incredible. You get to see the dogs pulling from behind. It is like poetry in motion. The dogs are bringing you in and they're really booking. And so it's really the whole experience.
I decide to find out for myself.
All right, here we go. Go, hike, hike, hike!
Suddenly, the dozen sled dogs take off in two parallel lines, pulling the cart with an unexpected speed and strength as musher Dan Krieger calls out commands.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Thank the dogs, they're the ones that did the work.
Isn't that awesome?
See, that was
that's
amazing.
How you get hooked with sled dogs.
Again, musher Judy Ackerley.
Can you imagine being out on a trail in the snow? The sun is coming down. It's a crisp, cold morning. And all you hear is the runners going through the snow and the dogs maybe occasionally yipping. It's awesome. Your heart just starts beating. I cried the first year I was out in the trail with my dogs. It is just an awesome experience.
I may still be recovering, but the Door County sled dogs have kept up their rides all season long and for one last weekend are raring to go. For Lake Effect, I'm Stephanie Lecce.
The Door County sled dogs spend one more weekend in Milwaukee before going back north. They'll offer rides on their Tundra Tracker Saturday and Sunday at McKinley Marina. You can find more information, see pictures and video at wuwm.com/lakeeffect. That's a Friday edition of Lake Effect. We're produced by Dan Harmon, Stephanie Lecce, and Bonnie North, with the able assistance of Eleanor Peterson and Craig Wirrell, the web expertise of Michelle Maternowski, and the studio engineering of John Strelecki. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank goodness the weather's turning cold again, so our down jackets don't gather dust in the closet. Enjoy this winter weekend, and I hope we'll be a part of it. Lake Effect Weekend is tomorrow and Sunday afternoon at 3 on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio, NPR in Milwaukee. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next. It's 11 o'clock.